This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden says while the impeachment trial of his predecessor is underway in the Senate, he will be focused on alleviating the suffering from the coronavirus pandemic. Biden was asked by reporters about the matter in the Oval Office on Tuesday. He noted that the United States has already lost more than 450,000 lives to the coronavirus pandemic. He said, quote, a whole lot more lives could be lost if the United States doesn't act quickly and decisively. He also said, quote, a lot of children are going to bed hungry. And he added that his job is to work on that. He said the Senate has their job and they're about to begin it. I am sure they're going to conduct themselves well. The president added he will not be saying anything further about the impeachment of former President Donald Trump, whom Biden defeated in last November's election. Meanwhile, after discussion about the constitutionality of the impeachment trial, with Mr. Trump's lawyers arguing that it is no longer appropriate since he's out of office, the U.S. Senate today voted 56-44 to proceed. A confidential United Nations report says North Korea has used cyber attacks to steal hundreds of millions of dollars to fund its nuclear program and ballistic missile capabilities in violation of international law. The report, which was leaked to the media Tuesday, says North Korea managed to bolster both its nuclear and missile programs in 2020, despite being subject to numerous international sanctions. One unnamed UN member state quoted in the report said North Korea financed the military expansion with over $300 million stolen through cyber hacks and online fraud. The report highlights new ballistic missiles that have been on display in recent military parades. More on this is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The leader of international experts investigating the origins of COVID-19 in China says they saw no evidence of large outbreaks of the disease prior to its December 2019 discovery in the city of Wuhan. An expert in viral illnesses for the World Health Organization said Tuesday in Wuhan that the team's findings indicate COVID-19 probably originated in bats. The expert said the theory that the virus leaked from a laboratory is extremely unlikely and added his team will not investigate it further. He said the most likely pathway for the virus was a crossover into humans from an intermediary species, which he said could have been very convoluted. He also said it's possible that COVID-19 could have been transmitted through trade in frozen products. Four Thai activists were denied bail Tuesday, and a court determined they should be held until their trial for crimes against the monarchy during student-led protests last year in the capital, Bangkok. Prosecutors charged them with lese majeste, or insulting the monarchy. It was the first time in 3 years anyone has been charged with that offense. The four defendants have pleaded not guilty to the charges and accused the prosecution of blocking their freedom of expression. The activists were part of pro-democracy demonstrations near the Grand Palace on September 19th of last year. They demanded the dissolution of the government, democratic reforms, and more accountability for the king. Sudanese Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok has named a new cabinet as he tries to push through major reforms and secure financing from foreign entities. The new cabinet includes leaders of rebel groups that signed a peace agreement with the government in the South Sudan capital, Juba, in October. Shortly after Hamdok's announcement, Sudan's Sovereign Council, the military civilian body that's the highest power in the transitional government, held an extraordinary session and endorsed the newly appointed ministers. The cabinet members are expected to be sworn in on Wednesday afternoon. During Hamdok's announcement, demonstrators took to the streets in many states across Sudan to demand better living conditions. Local authorities in Al-Obeid town in North Kordofan and Al-Fashir of North Darfur shut down schools and imposed curfews in the two areas. German prosecutors announced Tuesday they've charged a 100-year-old man with being an accessory to more than 3,500 murders committed while he was allegedly a guard at the Sachsenhausen World War II concentration camp outside Berlin. The AP reports the man, whose name is being withheld under Germany's privacy laws, is alleged to have worked at the Sachsenhausen camp between 1942 and 1945 as an enlisted member of the Nazi Party's paramilitary wing. Marissa Melton, VOA News.